What's up, food truck family? It's Joshua Black, your soon-to-be favorite food truck podcaster. Yes, I am glad to be back. And I have a brand new toy that's going to help me with my audio. We'll talk about that some other time. But anyway, I'm so excited today because I have an interview with Kelly Spees. She is an insurance broker. Yes, insurance broker out of California. Now, Kelly drops some amazing information pertaining to food trucks. Now, she has niched down and really started to focus on food trucks. She's doing things like this food truck 365-day challenge, she'll explain. She has this thing called Food Truck Freaks, she'll explain. I mean, this was a great interview, very informative. So please go grab a pen and paper. Make sure you take down some of this information if you already have insurance or if you're about to buy an insurance policy. This is some information I know will help you. So sit back, relax. But first, another sound effect. How about this one? All right, food truck family, here we are once again for another episode. This is an interview episode. I am interviewing Kelly Spees, all the way on the left coast. She's all the way in California. But this is a special one because this is an issue that pertains to all of us. If you have any kind of mobile food truck business, I think this is going to pertain to all of us. But the thing about it is Kelly does it with a little bit of a twist. And I can't wait to share her story. I can't wait for you to hear her share her story. So without further ado, let me introduce to you guys Kelly Spees. Hey, Kelly.
Hey. Hi, right. Everybody.
Yeah,
hey,
Kelly.
From the West Coast.
Yes. Straight from the left coast.
Merced, now, California.
Merced. I've never heard of Merced, California, but she...
It's Merced.
Mercedians
have a few other nicknames for it, but we... Mercedians. Merced.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, Kelly, let's jump right into it. First, introduce, what do you do professionally? Like, what is your deal? How are you even involved with this here whole food truck game?
Yeah. So what's my day job?
Yes.
So my day job is I'm actually an insurance agency owner. I own an insurance brokerage and we specialize in business insurance, but we do home, auto, RVs, boats, motorcycles, every kind of business. You know, we do workers' comp, general liability, BOPs, all of those kinds of things. That's what I do in the daytime.
Okay. So... All right, guys, let me tell you how I found Kelly. So I am like surfing the interwebs as I usually do. And I come across like this ball of energy named Kelly. And I come to see that she's doing this challenge called the 365-day food truck video challenge. So, of course, I was totally sucked in. And then before you know it, I've watched like 20, 30 something videos. And then I said, okay, I have to have her on my show. But Kelly, please explain, what is the 365-day food truck video challenge? I think I got it right.
It's craziness. It's utter insanity is what it is. So, yes. Okay. So because I own an insurance agency, and because I have a love of food trucks, I also write food truck insurance and I have business coaches. I have mentors. I think every business owner needs them and should have, you know, a team. A team is like awesome, but I have coaches and my coaches recognized that I was doing some food truck Friday videos for fun and that I really love them and that I sell food truck insurance. And they said, Kelly, we dare you, 365 days of food truck videos. And I went, I'm down. Let's do it.
Oh, that's a huge commitment.
this is why I call it insanity. We try to do it live, like 365 days of live videos. It's really, really difficult. And I do a lot of them live, but not all of them can be live. It just logistically isn't always possible. But yes, so when I get to the end, there will be 365 days of food truck videos. Fridays are reserved for food truck Fridays. So every Friday, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to get a food truck Friday video from me for 1 year, at least a minimum of if I don't die from it first.
Okay.
And then throughout the rest of the week, The topics can vary. I like to do some insurance topics so that I can help out food truck owners. And then I like to do some for the consumer side, you know, gotcha. For people that might be like me that just might be obsessed with food trucks.
Okay.
So that is the 365-day challenge. And out of it came something really exciting that I'm rolling out, and that's the Food Truck Freaks insurance brand
yes,
that I'm rolling
yes.
out.
Yes, I was going to get to that also. But first, now you're about 40-something episodes in. Now, so yes. I want people to understand how valuable this is, because it's not just fun and games. It's fun, but there's right. a business component. It's like real information, usable, tangible yes. information. So can you give us like a couple of these, since you're 42, you've done 42 already, just give us a brief overview of what some of those videos pertain to.
Sure. So on the business side of it, I really go in depth into the business contract, the contractual part of the insurance that's involved for a food truck business. Insurance is something that's extremely complicated, and it's not taught to the general public that it is a contract, that it is a legal binding document written specifically tailored for each and every individual. And that is why people don't understand, and they have generalities. Well, why is my insurance premium this when theirs is that? Why do I have this when they have that?
Yes.
And so what I'm doing is I'm taking this opportunity to use my platform to break it down and explain it, because, you know, we're adults and we're business owners, and ignorance is not bliss.
Right.
Ignorance is a loss. And right. at the end of the day, if you don't know how to adequately protect your business, your employees, your property, you could substantially lose your livelihood for the rest of your life.
Yes, yes. All right, so Kelly, we're going to really dig into this insurance issue, because as a food truck owner myself, I think just by listening to your videos, I've learned some things. And I know it's very important that we touch on like some of the important things, spotlight insurance. We have to spotlight insurance with the whole food truck industry. But before we get into that, now, I looked at a ton of the videos. Now, yes, you dig in deep about the insurance. You give us these like brief snippets, things to think about, things to even ask our own insurance agents, because we're all not in California.
Yeah.
So, and we're all not in your neck of the woods.
Right.
But the great thing I like is that you're informing us so we can ask intelligent questions to our own agent, you know? Now, but the other thing I noticed is you're also giving out some other information about food trucks. I love you did that one episode where you talked about being different, doing something different with your food truck. It wasn't about insurance, but it was about something else. Can we touch on some of the other kind of things, since you're like a food truck connoisseur and a self-described taco guardian of tacos? Can you talk about some of the other things that you have seen? Some of the other things that you have seen amongst all the food trucks that you have visited, some of the things that you have noticed from being on the outside looking in, what have you noticed about food trucks?
Yes. So, well, what I can tell you is this. I come at this from a perspective of both a business owner. I don't have a food truck. I just want to clarify. I do not own a food truck.
Right.
But I have a business. So as a business owner, I can come at it from that perspective. And then as a consumer, as a lover of, a fan, and a someone who adores the industry, the people in it, and the food, I can come at it from the consumer perspective. And so some of the things I just like to do is, you know, sometimes we're so busy working that we can't see the trees for the forest or the forest for the trees. I literally don't know how that phrase goes, but I know it's, you can't see one for the other because you're too close to it, right?
Right.
So that's why I bring the consumer perspective. That's why I say, hey, let me share some of my, I don't want to go to any one truck's review, any one business's, you know, Yelp page or Google page or Facebook page. I don't want to go onto social media and say, well, I wish that plate of fries had this. I wish Instead, I'd rather say to the industry, hey guys, stop, slow down for a second. And now let me tell you what maybe I saw today from a food truck that you can take away and apply it to your business. So maybe I was out at a food truck park and every single food truck park was taco trucks. Man, maybe it would have been nice to have a potato truck, you know? So maybe somebody who's thinking, you know, maybe there's somebody else out there going, I would like a potato truck. Hey, I'd like to have a potato truck. Now suddenly there's that seed and maybe who knows, now there's maybe a bunch of potato trucks popping up. But just trying to give my consumer perspective, because that also helps business owners and it helps other consumers who are like me or who are thinking the same thing.
Yes, yes, yes. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's why I fell in love with all the videos, because of the fact that there was just, you touched on the business stuff, then you touched on some personal stuff. So it was very, it's very informative. That's why I wanted to bring you on. And that's why I'm suggesting that if you're in the food truck business, or if you just wanted to like sit back and get a good laugh and a smile, you need to like tune into Kelly. Now let's talk about insurance. Okay. Now I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask questions as a food truck owner, not as just a podcast host. This is a food truck owner. This is like stuff like I want to know, and I'm pretty sure others want to know. Now, all right, so here's a scenario, Kelly.
Yes.
Now, I went and got insurance on my truck, and I think I had to redo this. And I called up my agent and said, hey, we have a trailer, and we want a food trailer, and we want to get it insured. They said, okay, great. Here's the policy. That's all they said. You know, they asked how big it is and how much does it weigh, the year, give us the serial number and all that kind of stuff. But after listening to what you had to say, you talked about fire, you talked about things of if you're moving your food truck from your home or where you have it parked to somewhere else, is it insured during travel? Is it insured when you park it in another location? All these things. So give me some of the things, if you were to say these are three of the things that you must address when looking for insurance with a food truck, what would they be?
I had to pick three because there's way more than three.
I know there's so many. That's why we could go on all day. But
yeah, you got to watch my challenge because there really is so many.
There's so many.
But if I had to pick three, my top three would be BOP versus general liability. BOP stands for business owner's policy. So I would say ask for a BOP.
Hold on, Kelly. Don't go too fast. You said business. You said BOP. Because I'm writing this down for, actually, guys, I'm writing this down for me. And I hope you go grab a pen and paper, because this is like the crucial stuff. Because as Kelly said, you can lose not only your business, but your total livelihood for the rest of your life. So this is important stuff. So BOP. Yeah. What was that an acronym for again, Kelly?
It's BOP. Business Owner's Policy.
Okay.
Now, here's what I need to clarify. These things are going to vary by state. Every state is different. And that's why I say, ask your agent, because I'm only licensed right now in California. Eventually I will have other state licenses, but right now I'm in California. So what might be in California might be different in your state.
Okay.
But the general guidelines are typically the same. Okay. So a BOP means business owner's policy, because it bundles your liability, so your risk of being sued for injury or harm to another person or property. It includes property. And so that's the difference between a BOP and a general liability policy.
Okay.
A BOP includes property and liability together.
Okay.
And you get more coverage. You get way more coverage. So my first tip would be, excuse me, I have a really dry throat. It's very dusty here today.
No problem.
California is a dust bowl. Anyway, so I would say ask for the BOP over the general liability. That would be my first tip. My second tip would be talk to your agent about your permanently affixed equipment. Because a lot of people think that that's property, and it is a type of property, but it's covered separately from like your pots and pans and your food and, you know, all your loose stuff. And so rule of thumb is if you took your truck and turned it upside down and shook it, everything that falls out is your property, your contents. Everything that stays in the truck, that is your affixed permanent equipment. It's bolted down, strapped down. It's installed with a plumbing line or a gas line, something of that nature. Okay.
Got you.
So generators, that's your affixed equipment. Your refrigerators, your deep fryers, things like that. Those are a lot of value. Sometimes they are as much as the actual value of the truck itself. So my three tips, GL versus BOP, affixed equipment. And then the last one would be make sure you are being very, very clear on the locations of your truck. If you keep your truck in a locked yard, that needs to be on the policy. If you keep your truck parked in your driveway of your home, that agent needs to know that. If you park it at a friend's parking lot, your agent needs to know that. If you have a commissary or a prep kitchen, that needs to be included. If you sell from more than one location, that needs to be included. So the location of your vehicles in your business needs to be very clearly discussed.
Got you.
So those are my three big ones, right? Just like right off the top of my head.
Okay. Awesome. It's a lot. And the thing is, I know there's a whole lot more. That's why this is so important.
Oh, yeah.
This is so important. And the great thing, if you guys just continue to tune into Kelly, you will be able to see, you will be able to not only see, but hear some of these tips that she just gave. And that's only three. And she has 42 of these episodes up already. And there's another 323 more to go. So
that's
just, and I don't even know how you can, you know, figure out what to say or do with 300. There's so much, and that's why it's so scary. It's like, you mean there's that many issues that I need to be concerned about when thinking about insurance and this food truck thing? 300, I mean, that's a lot. So yes, that's good
information. Well, you know, I encounter people every day. I encounter different situations, and when I'm in, and being, you know, on social media, I see what other people experience. And I can take away the learning moment. Sometimes I view it with my insurance hat on and I look at it and I think, how can I, so if this person was open to communication about the scenario that they just posted about, well, if I was their agent, what would I be advising them? And that makes it easier to come up with content. And then there's other times I just stumble across something exciting or something, some factoid, you know, or just something to just interest me. And I think somebody else might be interested in this. And so.
Well, okay. So I do have a question based on your three things that you just gave. I want to talk about liability a little bit. I want to talk about, now I know you said that this BOP plan will cover liability and property. I'm wondering,
yes,
to what extent is the liability? Okay, here's a scenario, Kelly. I am at a location and I'm doing my sandwiches. Someone eats the sandwiches and comes back the next day and says, you know what? I got really sick from something I ate from your truck. Or that person, they get the sandwich and they walk away and they trip over a cord from my generator or something. Or I have a sign out and they trip over a sign and they fall and they hurt their knee and they're rushed to the hospital. How much liability, like, I'm thinking about this kind of stuff, and it's all your fault, Kelly. This is all your fault. I'm thinking about all this stuff now. And I'm like, oh my God. You're going to have me totally paranoid. Like, you know, okay, please don't fall. Make sure everything. Yeah, I don't know. I'm concerned about liability. To what extent does it cover not just my liability if I drive the trailer into a pole or something like that, but how does it extend out to my patrons? And I mean, like, is that something separate?
Okay, so let me explain first what liability is. The definition of liability is any injury or harm you or your business or your employees causes to somebody else or their property. Okay.
Okay.
And there's a whole lot of legalities that go into liability as far as things like negligence, yes, you know, willfulness, purposefulness, things, yes, like that kind of, you know, goes into there. So let me preface this by saying I am not a licensed claims adjuster.
Understood.
And so there's always little caveats, okay? But in generalities, let's talk in generalities, okay, and answer these questions. So the scenario of someone bonking their head, tripping over a cord, stumbling into your sign, those are liability issues that if somebody came back to you, you know, with a bill from the hospital or the doctor, or you get served with papers because you're being sued, those are liability claims. Now, food is one of those things that's going to fall in a gray area because it has different coverage. You have spoilage coverage on your insurance policy. So if your food is spoiled and someone gets sick from it, then that can kick in food contamination coverage. Okay. Which could kick into liability. Could be all three. You could have a claim and file it in multiple different parts of your policy. But at the end of the day, those are going to be under your general liability policy. Okay. General liability covers things like general liability, which is the injury or harm. It covers like advertising. So like, let's say I actually know there was a car wash in my town that at like Christmas time had an early bird sale, okay, and they made a flyer. And for their sale, and the gentleman who did this, I know him, and I know he did not know this, but he whoever did it found an Angry Birds logo and put, yes, it on that flyer.
Oh.
Someone doesn't know who Angry Birds is. He has no clue who Angry Birds is. So whether it was, maybe he had a kid that he, right, knew make his flyer. However, it came to be the Angry Bird was on the flyer. Now he got lucky. If, you know, Angry Birds is trademarked. If they had seen, sure, that, they could sue him. They could shut his business down. They could ask for damages. And that falls under your general liability policy. You're advertising an injury. You have some medical payments. So again, somebody walks under your canopy. Maybe it's too, yes, low. Maybe you have a giant. You know, there's like 7 feet tall. Guy walks underneath it. Dunk, hits his head. Needs to get some stitches. You have medical coverage. That's under your general liability. So the BOP includes property. That's where it breaks it out separately and combines them into one bundle. So think, okay, of a BOP as bundle. Okay? But you should. So I don't want to make you paranoid to be in business.
No, I was exaggerating.
You should be thinking. Okay. You should be thinking safety. Safety for your employees. Safety for yourself. Safety for your clients. So let me give you this scenario. Let's say, have you ever been to like a taco truck alley?
Yes.
Now, back in the day, those were literally an alley. Like it was a bunch, wow, of food trucks got together, got into, you know, usually an alley where they were either, you know, a place where their city or county didn't care, or it was overlooked, or they were like, whatever, go ahead, you know?
Yes.
And a lot of times those locations were dark, things like that, right? So let's, yes, say you go to a food truck alley, and let's say somebody, third taco truck in the line, they're not careful. They've got their back doors open, their windows open, no lights, cords everywhere. They're open and easy to be robbed, drawing, mm-hmm, attention to the food truck alley as a target. Okay, they're easy to be robbed. They're easy for somebody to be hurt because they're careless, right?
Yes.
Well, that affects you, doesn't it? Because, yes, if somebody comes in and robs that truck, who's not to say they're not going to try to rob your truck, right?
Sure.
Or, you know, people walk between trucks. Now, what if that truck is cords is somewhere along your core or your truck and they blame you instead of them?
Yes.
You should always be thinking of your safety, your employee safety, your client safety. It is very important because it affects your liability. And liability comes in limits, $1 million with a $2 million aggregate. Well, somebody sues you for $3 million, who's paying the other million?
Got you. Wow.
So,
okay.
It's very important to be thinking about these things.
Okay. Okay. All right. Here's another one. Since we have this expert here, we're gonna get all the, we're gonna suck all the information out of her we can.
Going.
Now, okay. Here's
about insurance.
Okay. Here's another one. Okay. Because this is, these are questions like I'm on the interwebs and I'm always in the groups and I'm always here. I always see people talking insurance, what type of insurance. And I'm like listening too, because I don't really know. So since I have your ear, I want to talk about fire. Now, I have a vegan food truck. I don't deep fry anything, but I've seen some videos with some horrible grease fires and all this kind of stuff. Like, what? I know, is that part of, that would just be part of liability? Or do you have to ask specifically for something special when you are getting insurance? Like,
so this, sometimes yes.
Okay.
The short answer is sometimes yes. You have to ask. Okay. And the reason why is because if you're working with an insurance broker, such as myself, someone who's independent, who is appointed with multiple insurance companies.
Yes.
Every insurance company has its own rules.
Got you.
And every insurance company's policy has its own forms and endorsements. Okay. There are the standard contract forms that go with it, but then there are the extras. And so you might have one company that fire is just part of the policy.
Okay.
And you might have another company that says, well, we can give you fire, but if you want fire, that's an extra $100 premium. So it's an endorsement that we have to put on the policy. And that's why it's important to talk to the agent, because you need to be asking the agent when the agent, because you're, so typically in an agent's day, they're busy like everybody else. They're going to, you talk to them, they're going to say, give me your VIN number. What's your birth date? What's the address of the business? How long have you been in business? What kind of food are you serving? You know, they're going to ask you those very minimal questions. They're going to try to quote it in an online rating system, because mm-hmm. that's going to be the quickest.
Right.
And so they can get a quote back to you and hopefully sell you that quote. If they can't get something back quick and they have to go to what we call a paper app situation, paper apps can take a couple weeks.
Wow.
I have seen it take up to 2 months to write a policy with paper apps. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And so when you talk to that agent, they want to try to help you get your business going as quickly as they can, for you and for them
sure.
in both scenarios. So they may not ask you, well, where are you parking your truck? How far okay. away from where you're, is this your home office? Or is this the location yes. of your truck? They may not be asking these questions because they're just trying to get through this quickly.
Okay. All right. Now here's one of another question. Cause my wife, she just did not want to have any propane. She's very like, oh, I don't want to have propane on a truck, whatever. And I kind of agree with her, cause I didn't know the dangers of it. And then I looked at a few videos, which I probably should not have done. And I was like, wow, this propane can be very dangerous. So we have to be very mindful, very careful. So my question is, once again, when inquiring about a policy, should you also ask them or just make sure that they understand that you're dealing with propane? And is there any kind of special concerns or special fees? Because sometimes I've seen food truck owners have to make a decision. Should I go all electric with a generator, or should I go with propane? Because propane can be, there's some advantages either way. But I'm wondering, is there an advantage one way or the other as far as cost? Because it might cost me more having propane because I have to pay more with my policy. I don't know. So...
yes. So that's a really good question. Propane is a big one. Propane is actually an application question for many insurance companies. So when I say application question, what I mean is that when the insurance agent does the quote and they give you the quote, that's not the end of it. That's not the end of their pay. It's just the quote.
Okay.
So to actually issue the policy, they'll then send you over application documents to e-sign usually, unless you walk into their office and sign the papers. When they send you those documents to sign, that's the application. And if you're not reading those questions, you don't know what you're answering.
And
propane is an application question. So you may have on the application, it may say, do you use propane? Do you store propane? Are there hazardous materials, explosives? So if that is no, and you sign the application and you have an accident in which the propane tank explodes, the insurance company might come back to you and say, well, we're not covering it because you said on your application you don't have propane.
Okay.
So in some companies, propane is an eligibility issue. Some companies will not allow propane.
Yes.
So you definitely need to talk to your agent about, you need to let them know, my truck is electric, or my truck has propane, or my truck has gas. definitely need to have that discussion.
Okay. All right. I wrote that one down. I know I asked you for three, but I think that's a number four. And before it's all done, we might have, we're going to try to limit it to no more than five, top five. But that one right there, because I think every truck is either all electric or all propane. And I'm wondering if any of these food truck owners know for certain that they are covered totally with propane and that their insurance agency, this application question has been addressed. I'm wondering, because I had no idea. Okay.
There are some. I think they're very small.
Okay.
To be fair, and I try to say this a lot because it's true.
Okay.
Food truck owners are incredibly busy people.
Yes.
Insurance agents are incredibly busy people. And yes, two busy people trying to get together in the middle. Sometimes it's easier to say, here's the quote, do you want it? And the client to say, you know what, that's in my ballpark range, I want that quote. Let's make it happen, get it done, let's do business. Because at the end of the day, it's all about doing business.
Yes.
Benjamin Franklin said it, we go into business to make money.
You're right.
And that's the truth. No matter what other stories we have in the business, at the end of the day, it's about making money. It's about business. So it's really easy for people to not go over these things. Think about how many contracts do you read the contract when you buy your cell phone? No.
That contract
is printed so small you can't even see it on paper this long. If it was on regular paper, that contract would be that thick, right? But we don't read that. We just sign our name, we get our phone, we're happy, right?
Yes.
That is the mentality. And because people don't understand that insurance is a contract. I make reference to this in my videos for a reason. People don't understand. They think it's something I have to have. It's just a piece of paper to let me into this festival or let me park my truck here or let me do business there. It's a piece of paper I have to have. No, it is a legal contract. And that legal contract is put together based on the facts of your business so that it adequately protects your business.
Yes.
So if you're not conveying the information and if the agent's not asking all the questions to get the information, then you might have gaps in your policy. So I think it's very small, the amount of people who actually know what they're covered for. Fully, like 100%.
Got you. All right, Kelly, I have more insurance questions before we go into some fun stuff. Now,
okay.
All right, here's the scenario. I don't have any employees yet on the food truck, but okay. I want to make sure I'm covered this way as well. Now, you know, a lot of these food truck owners, they're like small startups, you know, it's just like they're making it day by day. So they might not have a huge staff.
Yep.
You know, there's some food trucks who have multiple trucks and multiple staff, multiple teams. But for the one guy who decides, like, you know what, I'm just going to have a guy come on my food truck and pay him under the table. And, you know, God forbid one day he gets burnt by hot oil. I don't know. Or he cuts his finger because the knife was in food prep or something like that. Where do we, what liability are we exposing ourselves to by not by having this guy working under the table? You know,
so let's use that scenario. This guy got burned by hot oil because that's a good one. So if you're, first of all, workers' compensation policy is a law. So you're actually breaking the law for one. Let's just start there.
Okay.
It's a law. And again, this varies by state. Just like we have state laws, workers' compensation laws vary by state. And they vary greatly by state.
Okay.
But here in California, if that person is working on your truck and they get burned by hot oil, not only are you on the hook for their medical bills. Oh, it doesn't stop there. If you think, I'm just going to send them to the emergency room. No, it's not.
Okay.
It doesn't
all right.
stop there. Because here's the thing. When he goes to the ER and he goes to the hospital, they will ask him, how did you do this? And if he says, well, I was cooking, they're going to say, because they have a form, was this for work?
Okay.
That's okay. The question.
That's the question.
And they're going to ask. Now, 99.9% of employees are going to say yes, because right. they think that everybody has workers' comp. Most employees, even if they're paid under the table, they don't know what workers' comp is. They think it's there. Okay.
Right.
So they're going to go, what? And they're thinking, and I know you might be saying, what, not my employee. Okay. More power to you. But a lot of employees are thinking, oh, wait, if I answer this question, psychologically triggers this. If I answer yes, it was during work, I'm going to get to go stay home for a week or two and get a paycheck.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
That's the scenario. So that guy answers that question. He says, yes, this was for work. That ER is now responsible to send that info to the state.
Wow.
Goes to the state. And the state comes back and says, workers' comp claim. Oh, wait, you don't have workers' comp. Now they shut you down. They fine you. And, oh, here it gets really good. In California, if this happens to you, they don't just shut you down. If you try to reopen, one, they flag your social security number. So if you try to reopen under a different name, well, they still know it's you and they won't let you. If you try to start an LLC or corporation and try to hide the info there, they will find out and they will stop you. And the other thing is you can't get insurance anywhere else except the state fund. It's called, in California, it's called state fund. So what will happen is all of the other insurance companies are going to go, we ain't touching you, sir. Ain't happening. Not today, Satan. They ain't coming near you for 2 years.
Wow.
2 years. You're stuck with a company called State Fund, which is like the DMV of insurance. It's horrible. And then, not only are you stuck with them for 2 years, but your rates through the roof. And don't forget, you owe those penalties and fines and interest. So if you manage to make it through all that, to have a food truck, when you come out of that, you're going to be the safest, most insured food truck on the planet.
Yes. Okay. So that is officially number five, Kelly. That five things you must know, because as you alluded to a couple of times, food truck owners were so busy and we're always like, oh, if I could just get a hand, someone to help me. If you could just come on board and help me for a few hours, you're super busy. So who knows what's going to happen in these few hours because that's when you need people, when you're really, really, really busy. And that's when things can happen.
Yes.
That could be your downfall right there. Just one little mistake. Accident.
And, even with workers' compensation, did you know that if that same employee, if you had workers' compensation and he was so badly hurt that he could never return to work, you're on the hook for the wages he would have the potential to make for the rest of his life. So if you're paying him $10 an hour, you're not paying him $10 an hour for the rest of his life. If he's injured and can never work, you're paying him his potential wages. So if when he died or reached retirement age, if he had the potential to make $25 an hour, that's what you're paying for the rest of his life.
Okay, so warning to all my food truck owners out there who are like super busy. When you're thinking about grabbing that 16-year-old who has plans on being a brain surgeon, and is on a track to be a brain surgeon, and you happen to have him on your truck for one summer, and he's inexperienced, so you put him on French fries. Please be warned. you have been warned. And that's number five. Those are just, you guys see how this can go on and on, because there's so many things. That's just five. We may have to have Kelly back here.
You have to build a foundation.
There's so much stuff. Right. You have to build a foundation, but you have to be mindful.
Build a foundation under your business. Time. You don't build your house. What is the biblical phrase? You don't build your house on the sandy land. Well, don't
That's build
right. your food truck without a foundation. Put the business processes, do the business part
right.
of the right. food truck business before you get rolling.
Right. And Kelly, I think a lot of times people who start these food trucks, they're passionate about cooking or whatnot. They're not necessarily business people, but they're so passionate and excited about the food that some of these business things kind of fall to the wayside, and we don't really think about them as we should. And the potential that they have, if we don't pay attention to the detail, the potential to kind of just shut it down for, in effect, not only you, yourself, but the rest of your family, because yeah, these five things that you just, you know, you gave us these words of wisdom is a, I don't know. I don't even have words to say, because it's like stuff that I did not even consider. And I think a lot of food truck owners are not considering these things.
Well, and that's the thing. Your insurance agent is not just someone to collect your data to give you a policy. They're an advisor. Use them. Ask them questions. They should be assisting. Our industry is actually in the financial industry. We're actually considered in the financial industry. So use your agent as an advisor. Seek their guidance. Poke, pick, prod, ask questions. And here's the thing. If the agent, there's nothing wrong with an agent that says, I don't know, because nobody knows everything. There's a problem when the agent refuses to go get the answer for you, because the agent has the resources to find the answer to things they don't know. We are given training. We have resources. We have guidelines. We have manuals. We have access to underwriters. We work with underwriters on every risk we write. And by risk, I mean business. In our world, business, a business is called a risk. So your agent, if he doesn't have the answer, that's okay. Give him time to pick up the phone and call the underwriter. Now, if the agent won't call the underwriter, doesn't call the underwriter, never gets you the answer, then that's a red flag.
Got you.
Every agent has the ability to get the answer.
Whew. Okay. All right, Kelly. This has been so super, super informative. I've done a few interviews, but I think this by far is the most informative, like tangible information I can like put into play.
I'm sorry.
Immediately.
You just flip my insurance switch and I just get to talk it.
No, this is good, because you know the thing that's going to stick with me is that I should view my insurance agent as an advisor, like one of my business advisors, like someone who can advise me on the right things to do pertaining to my business, because this insurance component is vital. So if I have my business, I don't even want to call it an agent, my insurance advisor in my corner advising me on the right things to do, it could really benefit me in the long run and build that foundation, like you just alluded to, build the foundation, not on sand, but something that's like sturdy, you know, and I can build from there, opposed to something that's on shaky ground that could be a problem, you know, potential problem. So this is just awesome.
Before you move on, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you a sixth.
Okay.
I'm going to throw it in for you. And this is a quick one. Everybody asks me, how do I keep my insurance premiums low? And this is a quick one. It's very simple. Work with your agent, because when you give them all this information and they ask all these questions, they teach you how to be loss free. And when you're loss free, your premiums are low.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a valuable one too. I know you got tons of them. You know, you got tons
Everybody
of them.
Wants to know, how do I get my premiums low?
Oh, well, absolutely. Absolutely. No one's asking, no one wants to pay more.
No.
No one wants to pay more, but that's an awesome one right there. All right. So Kelly, like I had promised, we're going to switch to some fun stuff. Okay. Let's go back to the 365-day food truck video challenge, because we can go on and on just about insurance. I want to know, or maybe you don't even know. I don't know if you plan out what you're going to do like weeks in advance, or it's like you wake up one morning and say, you know what, I think I'm going to talk about fire today. You have any idea of what's coming?
Little bit of both. So my brain is constantly thinking. I'm constantly trying. It does naturally on its own. It does its own thing. Sometimes I do literally wake up and think, this is what I'm going to talk about today. Okay. Sometimes I wake up and think, this is what I'm going to talk about for the next 3 days.
Gotcha.
And sometimes I have to literally plan it out. But what I'm going to say in the moment, in the actual video, I don't plan that. The video, once I hit live, once I hit that record button, and I, even on the videos that I don't do live where I record it, once I hit that button, that's it. I don't do it over and over and over. I don't practice it or rehearse it. I mean, I might be thinking about it, you know, okay. Obviously there's that, but I don't write a script or anything. I can tell you one of the things that is coming is I'm going to do a 5-day series in this series. It's a back road series.
Okay.
So I'm going to be hitting up a bunch of food trucks on the back roads.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Towns on the back roads.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Another thing that is coming, I'm lining it up. I can't give you an ETA because it's really hit and miss, but I'm working on it, I'm trying to connect with some food truck owners who will let me do a Facebook Live with them in their truck. I will not be in the truck.
Okay.
They will be in the truck, but we will be on the same screen together. And I have the technology to make that happen. Like how we are right now. You're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, but we're on this video together, right?
Yes.
I want to do the same thing. And let some food truck owners show off their beauties, man. I mean, look at how much money you put into these trucks.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Look at how proud a food truck owner is of their build out, of what they do with the truck.
Yes.
Show people. And then show off the food too. And so that's in the pipeline. That's something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, I would love to do a reverse live and do one of you in your food truck.
That'd be awesome. I am here for it. Absolutely. And I'm so excited because I can see, Kelly Adventures, the Kelly Food Truck Adventures show or something. I can see that. And also, but here's the thing, Kelly, please tell me, is there now you've done 43 of these things. Are you listing them? Is there a place where
I've actually done more than that.
Okay, you've done more? Okay, so is there a place where I can go to and see all of them? Please tell me it's just not on Facebook.
I just started rolling. It's not just on Facebook. Okay. There is a YouTube channel.
Oh, good.
I just literally in the last couple of days launched it. I've got to get the content from Facebook uploaded to YouTube, but that's where all the new videos are going. And it's Food Truck Freaks Insurance, but it has a Z instead of an S. I'm just rolling out the brand. So I apologize. I don't have the link on hand.
That's okay. What is it again, Kelly? It's called
Food Truck Freaks Insurance. Food truck.
You're really doubling down and niching down on this food. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
There's a website too. There's a website. It's not up yet. I'm finishing it up. I hope to have it up here within the next few days.
But okay.
It's foodtruckfreaksinsurance.com.
Okay.
And then of course there's Facebook, there's LinkedIn, and I'm getting ready to roll out the Instagram page here pretty soon too. So it's a new brand, just new kind of just starting to roll it out.
Awesome.
So
awesome. So until that's rolled out, people can find you
right now. YouTube and Facebook.
Okay, but where on Facebook is it? Because I found you at Kelly yes. Spees. That's yes. what it is, or is there?
Right now, it's just under Kelly Spees.
Okay, and that's please spell Spees for the people because I know people will get this confused if they try to spell it the way it sounds. They're going to get confused.
So my last name is totally my husband's fault. I blame him.
Okay.
So my it's Spees, looks like spies, SPIES. Okay. Everybody says spies. I've had to show my ID to prove, but it's pronounced Spees. So
okay, all right. And ladies and gentlemen, food truck family, you can find her on Facebook until the Food Truck Freaks brand is up and running. But until then, take a deep dive. Start from the beginning, if you can find the beginning on Facebook, and just like check out and just get involved with all this information that Kelly has so graciously decided to do 365 days of. So it's awesome. So I just wanted to thank you, Kelly, for doing that. And I've learned so much, even within this 45 minutes interview, I've learned tons. And I think people have learned tons as well, and will open their eyes to some things that they may have not thought of, you know.
Awesome. Thank you for inviting me. This is really awesome. Get to talk to people about food trucks, insurance. Nobody ever wants to listen about insurance, you know.
I know, so but it's so important though.
It is so very important. And I try to keep the videos as short as I can for that reason, because nobody gets excited about insurance except for us insurance people, you know. I get it.
Yeah, and I can tell you did get a little excited about that. But we appreciate it. We appreciate your enthusiasm around insurance. At least you have enthusiasm around insurance. Thank you so much.
Somebody Kelly. Has to.
I am so excited about what you're doing with the 365-day challenge. And so like overwhelmed with all the information I'm trying to digest. I've been taking notes during this whole interview. And like I said, guys, please follow Kelly on her Facebook page, which is Kelly Spees, spelt like spies, but it's pronounced Spees. Thank you, Kelly.
The Food Truck Journey Podcast is a production of Hello Freddy with assistance from Speaking to the Mic, recorded from a food truck in Philly.